Mishnah, beginning of Parashat Tanoikis, brings down Machlokes by Tumah and by Shammai, by the Isha, by Dam Tumim, how long do you have to be in the boiler and be settled on upon the Dam Tumim? Could be Tumah, if she's the Kshana, Shlegi, Manalila, Loyal also, then you give her Atsef Yamako. If it gives Manalila, she's the Daimler also, you give her 4 nights. And if you, diagnosis, she did see, and what's the law, so we give her the whole entire night. That's what the basic law. Some of the Gemara brings down that when they learn the paragraph to make it, they not pass from a commissioner, they pass from a baisa, so we hold well in the smith to a parish. So you get to be a smith to tell them in your parish, and you want to say, well, about nephew, be master, have to go to the deal. The Gemara says, leave my next to a parish. First time, Gemara, to wrong base, they said over here, what? The maskana of the Gemara is, when do you apply the case of Baal Zilu Smith or Farish? Is it going by a case of Dr. Samuel Huzir also? Or is it going even by a case of Tanish Lekir, Manalira, Slayer also? So it makes my pleasure showing them the Ramah of the Rifa. Now you think, maskana, you point out, they cannot mean of Alokho, because either, even that's maskana of the Gemara, that by Tanish Lekir, Manalira, Slayer also, we give it the whole entire night, or even more than that. The Maestro Minig is, whether it was in the or Shinna, or Bava, whatever the case places were, but Matkono, the Dominican Christ right now is that we always give an Isha only Baal Bilus Mitzvah Parish for all Moshim, whether gives my Liwa, Isolari, whether Rasa, or Rasa. And therefore, the Alokha comes out, they say to Rice, the Shulchan Aruch Christ, and all the places we agree, Alokha, and Maisa, that all Moshim, whether gives my Liwa, Isolari, whether Rasa, or Rasa, Alokha is Baal Bilus Mitzvah Parish. That's the Alokha, very clear. Now, what is the reason for it? The Pesach being down a Rosh and a Rashba, there are really two questions. Why make all Roshim equal? That really the Rosh says, why do we make them all equal? Of course, there are different things. Tan is different than Naira, Rosh and Rosh is different. So to make them all equal, because since Bia is given over to all people, Amarasim, everyone ends up doing it with a Bia, with a Tan, usually a Psula. Since we're giving over to everybody, therefore we make it all equal, and we make a Tan just like a Begaris, and make all Nashim Shava. That's first why everyone's equal. Why? Because given to be out cold. Now, once it's all equal, special say, why are we going more than Beisol? Beisol says the Begeret. The law is that she gets all night. Why are we giving all this boil to the physical parish? What's the swar behind this Indian to be Machmor for that to be itself? So there, Beisol is an example for the Rajbo. He says two reasons. Shalom among my friend, there's two reasons. One reason he says, even if the question is small, it's two, it says, the chosh is b'atiyah, since you could do bia going to the side, not going straight, and therefore the dam is coming out, it's not, we're going to say it's a dam basulam, but maybe it's dam nido, even though you say emel chamach, the gedolim is always too much coming from there, but since the shayit is coming from the makar, not from the mak itself, therefore we're going to be machmer. One further, Ashba says, second further, since it's only a makar, only l'shaw, therefore makar l'shaw will be machmer for it. Now the Siddur Tadda does ask on the Rajbo, might to all makas l'shaw and makal, to find some. What you want to say means it's here for the two reasons the Chosh Mishmuel and they mark Emel Lashaw. Those are the two reasons the Rashba says. The Rosh also has different reasons. The Rosh and Kesubis and the Rosh and Nidah. The Rosh and Kesubis writes why Shepherds Avra Dam Nidah. Maybe not Nidah is outside the Dam Suwah. And the Rosh and Nidah is not very clear what his reason is. It's a little bit of a book among the Chosh what exactly he's saying. But the Pashri is saying it's given over to the Kurl, to the Moinam. And therefore, the Choshish more since it's given over to the Moinam. And you could read the Rosh, you're not saying a reason for that, you're saying why all the Rosh are equal. The Maisa Gdalachem did not learn that way, so the Tyrell is Chalkis, the Choshish, called Beish Shmuel in the Eben Ezra. They say clearly the Rosh is saying a reason, and the reason sounds to me why, because it's given over to that Moinam, therefore, Choshish Tvei. Those are the reasons. Now, you just have to tell, since we have these reasons over here, there's a famous Tshuva by the Or Yitzchak, or Yitzchabadi. Basically, he has two main Kedushim with also Snido, that are really his Kedushim. One, I think everyone knows by now, there's no way to bait in it. And he also wants to take care of the problem of the Tzulim. Now, here he has a long Tshuva about it. He has a Gdama, but they want to print it, but he saw a lot of people were Nechshel upon the problem, that people were involved in the farm and they were Nechshel afterwards. And he says he had experience of over 50 years, and he took years and years to write the Tshuva, and even the Tshuva went to perform the Zaman. And Bekitzer was his decided. But he goes to the different reasons. First he wants to know what's the main reason. Is the reason it's Mitad Dam Chimud, is it Mitad the Rash, is it Mitad the Rosh? The Maskon is about the Ikkis Mitad the Rosh. The Rosh, the reason was, Ruchosh is trade that is given over to the Moin Am. And what's the Chash for the Kol Sai? He goes on to explain, and see his avonah is, that with chayshus, that people compare it to roi dam achmas tashmish. We know we have a whole thing of roi dam achmas tashmish. The locker is you have to be parish. My sense over here, we're not going to answer and count to part of the chazaka. But the moin am, we'll see that over here what happens, yibol and isha, soon comes out, or mekel, they come along and say the same thing, yibol and isha, soon comes out, roi machmas tashmish, they'll be mekel. This, because of this, came along Chazal, they made a gzeiro, and they compared it to roi machmas tashmish. That's where the Chazal understood where that the Kohen is coming from. Again, we go with the Rosh Svara, given over to Moinam, and what the Chosh is, they're going to make a mistake and compare roi machmas tashmish to the case of the Suvim. Therefore, machmas, come along with Yitzchok, or Yitzchok, and the time is, if we can make it not comparison, take away the comparable to roi machmas tashmish, then everything will be more simple. He says, how do you do it? It's very simple. You go to the doctor, and the doctor checks, and sees she has the psulim. So it's very clear, she has the psulim. Or we see the makbid, the vadai, and you knocked it out. The only reason why you pay more than achmas tashmish is there has to be a chash that is coming from the makar. Maybe a chash came from the makar. Why? There was no psulim, she was a begaret, her psulim went away, it was kolah. There has to be a chance that chash came from the makar, has to be the partial roi achmas tashmish. Well, let's say you know for sure it's not the parsha. There are two ways. Either the doctor checks no b'sulim, say this, she doesn't, we have no problem. If she's down and coming, got a problem, we have to go to the doctor. But then if she has no b'sulim, say this. If she has the b'sulim, so what? It's not going to be any comparable to the Roi Machmas Tashmish. Because we're not going to be chayshus. There's no tzaddik came to the makor. We know for sure she has the b'sulim there. If it comes long, he has long tshuva, I want to say, but my name, if you go to the doctor and says you have the b'sulim, show me yourself, it's all about a tzaddik, tzaddik, it doesn't apply. Sorry?
So
you have to the guy himself differentiates the school and not the doctor. There, Bakr's on the Bakr, that's true. Shlomo has some questions back to him, but it sounds like that since there's no Bavadois, you can have a tree on time to Bezin and go to Bezin, there's no Bavadois, people on the Moinam can make a mistake. Once the Moinam can make a mistake, and maybe it's coming to the Makor, it's not coming to the Sulam. Therefore, we're going to be Machmah. But once we can take out, it's maybe out of the parasha, it's not Doimah to Roi Machmah Tashmish, there's no Dimin. Therefore, it's not a parasha of the Shash of the Rosh. Therefore, be Motor.
What's happening to the Roi Machmah
Tashmish
here? Even
if there's
no Dam,
you push it, what's going to happen? Why? Because all his people love Shavazera. We're saying there is Dam here. And now, where's Dam coming from? Usually from the Sulam. But you know 100%? No, maybe it's from the car. Roi Machmah Tashmish. What's happening
to the Doimah? You should have three times Roi Machmah.
To Aser, once Aser, okay, we're not going to come to count it three times. We'll give it together as also the Tashmish. So you have to do 5 and 7, 4 and 7.
And what does the Tali have in the Moin Am? There's a
similar
chassad, but
they're
going to think that
there's
also.
It's not going to be
fine,
he comes back,
the eating.
Garrett somewhere gets to do some donut. You come back and tell this man, your wife has. So fine, I'm not going to Tashmish anymore. No, Shash, we're not going to make a mistake. It's very clear. I know, came from the Sulam. I know. The doctor told me there is. It's right there. Not in the Arab Yulam. Since the Shash came from there, maybe it's that one, not this. Even though usually it's not. The Rav sounds like every time it's in the Arab. Not. Okay. Unless that's his for, and therefore comes out, if he goes to the doctor, everything from where he's from, there'll be no problem. Unless he's from Mazaman, he gave his country from Mazaman, he wrote a letter back to him. And he argued he had different points, of body wrote a letter back to him, there's a shock of time between the two. This the who are the ickes for why not, is had doctors know there's also. And I assume they can also, very simple, go to the doctor, let a doctor check. And It's not that deep, right? There's all the places say when she does a vidika, she not put a finger in all the way, she'll knock out the psulim. Go as much as she can until she hits something. But don't put in a tampon, and knock it out. That means it's not that far in. Okay, we can look at the doctor, so I'll tell you, it's not that far in. Not that far in, and assume any doctor can check. Meaning all this, any doctor can check, they'll see that there's psulim there. Any doctor can check, so why doctor nowadays came up this heter? I'm asking because that's pretty. No, Mark, we do. Okay, yes, we tell one himself on Mark. What? You cannot be told unless you know for sure you're being good. Now, we have either ways of Zaka every time we come to decide, if you're painting every time we decide. Otherwise, That's what they say. They say there's no nim. You have to go to Bedeck. If you don't know if you have a marker, you have to go to Dam Shaku.
What? You're
the, yeah, the whole thing comes out of Gimel, right? Everyone
yeah,
turns.
You have all the best racing in the month,
know if you have a marker. We have a couple of stiffen, but it's sad. We have all these stiffen. We do have a.
That's one with a doctor, one without a doctor.
No, that's not true. We could be discussing with a doctor, without a doctor, proving you have a master. They are discussing that point, and there are numerous shubas out there. Over here, there's not one shuba that no one says it.
What's the one that he tried to say?
He says that people usually told they come, you have to get 5.711, you usually come to meet them between them, you can wait 20 days, and only the second day you have to swim again, another, and they just got married, and they're paisal, and the people are. Therefore, he came up to again said to the Tosafot party. He wants to have his heter. Now again, the heter, it's an interesting sparrow against Mulna Arisas, maybe Samuel to it. But again, the main rai against it, you have to deal with him in Swarish way. The main rai is, of course, there are been four or five hundred years, they had that because of the same thing, and no one gives the Tosafot. No one gives the Tosafot. Fine. Now again, so the lockers, you're boil the lockers, whether you see that or don't see numbers very clearly. Shulchan Aruch says the Maisi you have to repose. Now the lockers wise not because you say shekruz, shekruzera, shekruzera covered up. Let's say not yitzera. Let's say not yitzera. Come on, come to Zodman. Still says you have to. Breaking the mitzvah, they know they're poor. They understand that they had a low plug. Even if you're not yitzera, still the person. Either they got lost, or say even though no dam came out, there's a low plug, and when asked even in that there if you were going with the beer. Now come on, what do you do afterwards? So the different halachas, what happens afterwards? One of the halachas says Shulchan Aruch very clearly. What about the bed itself? Can you stay in the bed? Usually there's also the halachas we'll get to. We keep all our halachas when she comes after dam to all our halachas except for one halacha of lying in her bed, or sitting in her bed, or vice versa, she back to you. Now this is Shaila, how to read it. The steamers have sworn when they bring it down halacha, it sounds like that any time she's also inside the Amasulam, the next 11 days, so might say you can stay in her bed, or she can stay in your bed. Have we read the words of Shulchan Aruch, the words are, after she got up from you, a few batam shadamalov. Sounds like that night when you did a deal, that night when you get up one from another, then you can stay in the bed. That night. You have all of the night, maybe after that night, you're not much sure if either the husband or the wife to go out of the bed. Why? Because one of them is leaving, the other one will stay inside. Therefore, the doesn't want to time out the Vayasiv or the Kneh Poisim, and he says, others also want time to time it's dafka that night, and not all night, until when you're off inside the Dambasulim. Now, I looked around the store, and no one argues straight off, but they're just giving out the locker across the board, and you're off inside Dambasulim. But all is from the right. There are two halachas that don't apply. The halacha 5 and 7 4 and 7. The halacha of being in the bed, you're allowed to be in the bed. They just think it's pashtus. Fine, Meir Bansra says, yeah, all the time say. He doesn't know why. Look where they don't read the Shulchan Aruch correctly. Fine. Yesh Lodim. Look where it sounds like. Right?
Isn't it a little bit?
The whole idea is very strange. Read the main stage of it. Mine is in Tumadara.
This
is
that
one
that they were
more
what
is
all
that?
What
is that?
They say like
what he's
saying. This is
that
they were
Mashiach,
but they're
already
lying
in the bed, you can understand. So really, one's getting out anyway, and Laksha Omdom Etwa, I'm just curious, who's getting off? I have a question. Who's usually, he's on top, right? She's a madam, especially the first night, she's very shy, usually. Laksha Omdom Etwa, after she gets from him. Some of the first, who's anyone getting off? I assume he's getting off. This is Balbat. He and her, her and him, the one getting off. Don't say the one getting off. Just says, also Loi Vishen Lam, we told him, which Loi Vishen Lam is that? Mito, I've actually owned him at Esloi. He was such a. Sounds like, I don't know, the words. Again, the first one, you can hold as far as I turn the great slam is. The other one say the swell behind it is, and if we want to show the damn fool doesn't mean that damn need though. Well, sure, it's the part to be all week, but after that night. Fine, but the Sivis of Pesach is not that way, and I think they teach the story not that way. fine, that's without the beer. Also, another point is some of the aloha of the beer is really fine. That's one thing after the beer. What is the best to get up in the bed, and how do you should get up right away, out of the bed, one first get out of the bed right away. They point out to bring the Kodashani, you're allowed to put on pajamas, usually Orem, no problem put on pajamas, then you can leave the bed. And then again, staying on the bed itself, after that night, still is mutter, the rest of the time, of course, should also be mutter. And after you get off the bed, what do you do? So the child, you make a bracha now. The wisdom of Karpa bracha, so Lachar Shabbanar from Evan Ezin, Simisam Gimel. Over there, it had a similar sig of Dam Batulim. Over there, discussion, you make a bracha. So the Mechaber brings down over there, you do make a bracha. The Chokas Mechaik over there says, we don't make a bracha. And the Riashu says, the minig is that we do not make a bracha. Now, as far as I know, the minig is not that way. As far as I know, there's a big shalom. If you make the bracha, do you say with the shame with Amalfus? You do not say with the shame with the Amalfus. Now, the Mechaber over there writes very clearly, you say with Hashem. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu. He writes very clearly, you say with the shame of Amalfus. Over the Meskim over there, the Bachman, the Shmuel, the Chokmazog, and others, they all pass and we say it. However, police shame of Malchus. As far as I know, that's the Hoga of all the Likas from is Manenu, they all go that way. And we do say it, this bracha, after again you get up to bed, you wash your Shekhla Zara off before, even like you start claiming that thing shame of Malchus, they don't wash it off, but before you also wash it off. And then you say this bracha, if you find Dan Basulim, you don't find all the make of the bracha, you find Dan Basulim, you make the bracha of, I don't remember anymore. I said, so, Egoli is a began Asian, we're cool. Fine. That's the bracha. That's what you should do. Now, how to make the bracha? When you say, Belisha and Malchus, you say, maybe with a case of Yain. Bracha. That sounds funny, but my son brings it down. The Rosh says, Aim of Arch, my son, but like this. My son is from over there in Evan Edison, Sam Kimmel, just, they disagree. There's no Makovic bracha at all the one time, even that was the case. Therefore, no shemana v'loi v'inu, anyone ever make a bracha with a kite. I thought I heard that they do make a bracha with leash in the mouth, but never heard anyone say it with a kite. Fine. I don't even know if they quite break off. They just hold them there and say, Asher, talk. I don't know. Yeah, no. We don't do it. I don't know what that means. Now, they do discuss if you make the bracha, let's say you have done this the second time or the third time before you did not make it, only the first time you made it to a kli. And with the shalom, let's say the first time you did the aroah and you had a little bit of damas, it wasn't really a kli before, really only the second time you should make the bracha. Fine, be the shalom, get up, you want to make the bracha only the second time, too. But that's afterwards. Next afterwards is the how long have you parish shmer. So the local all over, the meaning of the day, askenaz, as you always parish, 5 days, and then start counting 5 days later, the sixth day, make a hefsek, and then you do zainakim. That's what the askenaz do. Now, the reason for that is, but etzim more in Shabbos, but discussed it because that's something you can be Yotzi Zera, and then when Yotzi Zera says Tamei, therefore you have Kimmel Oynus, so maybe this you get 4 days, and therefore they discuss maybe you have Tashmish Ben Hashmoshes, and this you get 5 days. So we'll get to the second one of this next month, how you definitely get to 5 days. Come look over here, the Talmud says, the Mechaber says only have 4 days, that's very good. He also only holds 4 days, May 5. What about the Bnei Ashkenaz? What do we hold by Tam Basulim? Is it 4 days or 5 days? It says the Talmud, being done in Maral, the Maral Trag. And here we have a special kula, we have a second kula, you can say the bed is one kula, a second kula that we also do 4 days instead of 5 days. We do 4 days. Now, those one time though, if you read the Shach Kura argues. The Shach on the Lacha says in Adyam Chamishi, on the Machaber, says the Shach, Kedinni, Dilla, come on, Simon Kubs Tadigvav. Like Kubs Tadigvav, Kulur Kubs Tadigvav. Says the Machaber over there 4 days, till the fifth. Says I'm over there 6 days, 5 days until the sixth. This one says the Prideya, and all this in one time though. The Shach Bukhura argues in the Taz that said the Lacha by a Masulah, there's no Kulik between 4 and 5 days. The Lacha should be 5 days, argues on the Taz.
He's arguing on the Ramah also, or he's explaining the Ramah?
He's saying Bukhura the Ramah would argue.
So the Ramah holds 4 days.
No, five.
He's explaining the Ramah.
He's saying, yeah, he's saying this is Machab, but Lishitah saying before the Ramah would argue.
The Ramah kept quiet.
Kept quiet, why? Because it goes over there. It's not the Makhura discussing point. It's not Dim Yukhan over here. It looks to me, it's not in the head over here. It's in the whole over, all over. There's nothing over there. But that's cool, the Shach is pointing out. Now, the Shach is not sound away, it sounds like it's a... But that's the Pasha how you read the Shach. Now, my Sephardim is Menenu very clear, it's all... If you go like the Taz, the entire Mach Shekel, everyone goes, no, we might say we do have this Kula of 4 days. We might say we have this Kula of 4 days. Now, what is the reason we have 4 days? There are two separate reasons I bring down by the Gola Akhoyim. One reason is, the whole reason for 5 days is maybe you do Tashmish Ben Hashmoshes, and by Bias Mitzvah, not Shaktu, Tashmish, Ben Hashmoshes, they get involved for different reasons based on the Gemara, that they're always fighting over the Ksuba until they get married only late at night, and then they call you home with that. So, they get involved in the Torah, why exactly the first spear was a shchiyah, therefore they say the first spear is not going to be benish moshes, therefore we give it together of 4 days. The whole Makar 5 days only can maybe be a benish moshes. That's one reason that the Meir says, or the Kishonar says, why would Beis Shlomo bring down the Torah, that the sound of benish moshes is not really given by the first spear. The second Torah to bring down, but the Taz himself says in Tumu Kuvsad as well, since Tam Tum is more kultic, but as Mr. Makar, or Makar Gedolim do, therefore, we want our places, and we don't give the such a strong gather of 5 days, we give it a gather of 4 days. Those are the two swaras that I throw out. There are different nakaminas between the two swaras. One nakamina is, let's say you saw Dam Nidus after Dam Basulim. What usually happens, especially on the pill, is that after you boil Dam Basulim, you have to wait 4 days, you stop taking pills, 2 or 3 days later, you see Dam Nidus. Is it now still the lacha for, or no, now you have to go back to 5? So if you go with the reason that you not trying to first be the famous Moshe, says the Beis Shlomo, today it's still 4. If the reason why was the kula of Dam Nidah, the Puktu or Dam Nidah, the Maitre, so it goes up now Dam Nidah, so the Tire has to be 5 now. That's one after Nidah. The Paschal Evans is Lacha Moshe, I don't know 5. Even Beis Shlomo itself says this is far, we'll go this far.
You count the days that pass towards the 5.
Oh, we'll go with that. That's, first of all passing all the ikkas are about 5, and then when do you start counting 5, everyone is very clear, everyone is not saying, everyone writes them saying you made a mistake, but eventually count 5 from when you ask yourself down the tool. Not count 5 from the Kemenido, that means usually what happens 2-3 days later, you count from then anyway, so anyway till it comes Torah, it doesn't really make much of the Nafkemino Malacha, because it takes a couple days to get Torah anyway. So you count clearly 5 days, or locally passing 5, 5 from when? From the Dam Basulim. Another Nafkemino discussed.
The
Dam Nidah doesn't end up 5. You don't end up counting. What's a lucky need is 5, then Zayin Akin, right? So usually what comes out, you see 2 days later. So until you come Tor, you can start counting Zayin Akin anyway. So come on 6-7 days, so what? You know, you have to come Tor. A second option we've discussed is a second beer. Do you also have the Heter 4 or 5? If the reason the first beer is Lal Chasma, everyone gets to fight until you get home, is after Benesh Mosh, it's the Tzatzi Lal Chasma. That's the second beer. If the reason why Dam Tum is such a cool like the Tzatzi, even the second beer, you have the Heter of Arba. Fine, also, I'm point out this enough, you know, again, the place to say that if your reason is like the Tzatzi, and therefore we also, all beers afterwards that are Dam Tum, let's say the second, time, third, fourth, we'll have the Heter. Look, if you don't see, if you don't do your Yoyti Zera, will be like look, and then we'll say that to no, nothing, I mean 12 days later, 15 days later, the second bill, what happens to Dam Tum again? Well, do you have to again, if you have the head to again of 4 days, you have the head to again being in the same bed, you have these two at there, and we're not, the person will say based upon the two reasons of Nafkin, you know, well, also the person will say that we also the second bill, you have one, yeah, we have 4 and 7, not 5 and 7. There are those, another four nafkaminas. Let's say you do be a benish moshes. Let's be lach in that case. What nice if you do? Of course, it won't be nafkamina. All the places say do be a benish moshes the first night. If not, maybe to count 5. Now, shadow, either reason you go with, where to go benish moshes. Might you do the benish moshes? If you go this far, that's also to show there's a cool over here, but might there's no cool over here because might be the benish moshes. The first shadow applies. Therefore, you did be a benish moshes, the body have to count 5, set up a shash, but maybe you went to the next night. What? First beer, you get a yes, that's right. We don't, let's say you get a chassid Sunday afternoon, you get on Sunday, and you do a beer, you count from Monday to Thursday, not from Sunday. Sunday is not counted as one of the days, only Monday. Sorry? No, that's, you count five. That is the fifth. You just count Sunday is one, Monday is two. Right, basically. 5 for Sunday, 4 for Monday. Fine, those are the kids of the lachos that happen after the Tashri. Now, what exactly makes an Isha usher by Dam Basulim? Basically, there's one case that everyone discussed, there are two different ways of discussing this case. Let's say Isha does not have Basulim for different reasons. Either she was in Mukhas 8, words of Gemara, because the Basulim got knocked out, or she went to a doctor, removed the Basulim. So, the case where the Basulim are removed, any way they're removed, again, either through a doctor or through a Mukhsayt, when they're removed, what's the law in that case? There are three different cases to discuss. One case is discussed when the doctor removed it at that moment. Does she have to now wait for 7 or let's say she's not married yet. She's the day before the chasna, so no shiloh of the 4 or 5 days. We haven't hung all the zaynikim. So far, so before the chasna, day before the chasna, the psulim gets removed. Now does she have to wait the zaynikim or not? The halacha is he said over here that dam psulim were matur and give it a gather of dam nido, and therefore the day before the chasna she has dam nido. Needs Zainakim. He also done assuming the doctor move needs Zainakim or no. The whole get over here is when you do a bill, why the bill will be a place for what? That this you might mix up with another and we'll give it together a dam nido. Otherwise, no. This Avad is a marker. Avad is a telephone and marker. So is it a Chumash Chazal, doctor Bashar's bill, or the Chumash Chazal is on the Sulim itself? Is it Gzeir on the Sulim or Bashar's bill? So, this is my colleague, the place the Moshe and really those reforms, Georgia's reform, which is the Wazir, Chaim Biyad, the others, they have a truth about it. And Moshe very clear says he goes to the father and he wants to tie up that the part of the whole Gezer is Dafka of Shasbi itself. Maybe he gets Dafka against Shakhtim or Roy Mahmoud who could not compare to he gets involved little with the reasons. And therefore, they want to tie up that it gets surgically removed. Avad is not a Shaila. Now, should he get surgically removed or not? So, this, now those who want to tie up Avad is should not because they're well do with Mitzvah, Mitzvah is making it surgically. Although there's one time that we see no makar for that, making it please it could be a fun. Whether you should usually the psalm say it advises you not to, unless you need it for health reasons or the psalm are too thick and it can't get in. Otherwise you shouldn't usually. However, if you do get removed, says the Moshe, if you don't count 7, the gzeru is Zafka Bashar's feel, and the gzeru is not on the psalm itself. Fine, that's how a Moshe from Zalman and others go that way. Salatani, the great insight. He didn't want to say a kind of like close, and therefore Dain writes a long tshuva about it. And Sriyazin and the Badin, others they want to be Mahmud, say, no, Maestro, we have a Gezerah that sounds like saying either Mitzal like close, or the Gezerah of Sulm itself, it comes from different spurs over here. And therefore, the last place you want to be Mahmud. Just looking at Mughal Swam, it's going to be Mahmud in the Shabbat. So they go, so the Moshe starts off that we don't really go with the Rash, we don't go with the Rosh, Dain writes a couple of different spurs, everyone discusses the spurs, the Mahmud. They're dealing which is the Ikka Svara and how to understand the Svara, because the Svara are very not clear. Very not clear. It also went to apply that even when the Svara are clear, the Svara went to apply the Svara. And then even if the Svara is embassy, the Mach Svara shall be close. Those are all the steps you have to deal with. And then there's also one more Svara that they have to deal with. If she gets something surgically removed, the Rebbe Shaykh won't say now she has Pachad, do the Pachad because the Dabin account. So the Dabin said, if I don't say that Svara, because so every time you have surgery, you have to say the same thing to came Pachad here after, it's not Dabin. Fine, so those are the 5 words that everyone deals with. And those who pick different ones, and some are making guns, and some are not. But that's been done when it gets removed. Let's say it got removed by Mukhus 8, or by a doctor. Now comes the first bill. Now, there are 2 cases in such a case. The case where the doctor knows 100% he removed everything, he looks there, it's all gone. But the problem is the doctor removed. We didn't check to remove everything. It's not removed it for whatever reason. Or he knows that it came out, and Mukhus 8, she got hit, and she knows Dhamma Sulam came out. Now, the case where she does not know for sure it's all gone, what happens by the first spiel? So if you're not know for sure it's all gone, my colleague is the Lachoinim, the doctor's truth being down from the MS, and it's kind of still going to be it's not different than the Begeret. Just like by Begeret, everyone says, it's color of the Suleha, it's still magically Machmas, and there are notions with something happens to them. Therefore, here also, you have to be Machmas, Shinni, the Mashon, Ksubis, and Abdalid, over there saying, whole fossish and the shock is higher, the Gemara over there. So the Maite, since it could be it's gone, and you see no dam after the Biyah, therefore come along the Masha, and the Moshe says the Loch Lamaiso, then you can be Makel and say, no, the Maite, there's no Sulam over here, there's no reason to assume that Shechibah there covered up, we know it got removed, maybe it's gone totally. Therefore, Moshe and Kne Baisim, Kotshani, they want to be Makel. Find that one case. Sorry? If you don't see, you can see, they can say it's done soon. So in the Bible, you have to be able to do that because now. Either that, of course, from Mark, or from Akhotash, which is about, no, about it, they're done soon. If you don't see. Mm-hmm. Third case is, when a doctor knows 100% he moved everything, so therefore, it could have placed him while going to be Makel, either place from Kolsch, can not come again, but in the state, he gets involved by Plug, and he wants to be Mark, and he's had by Plug. He gets involved in Gomorrah, as one of the says that there's a. The Nostrum of Dardiki, Dardiki and Nostrum don't have any dam, and Mike says, still we have a Gzeb Sulam, and he has different Gemara's that are right. You see the side of our Nostrum we know don't have dam, and still we don't seem to give him this heter of there's no dam Sulam by them. Fine. Those are the 3 cases discussed when it's surgically removed. Again, when it gets removed, what's the lacha? After it gets removed, you know the Vadois, after it's removed, you don't know the Vadois. Now, come along the Amor says, this time to ask the dam basilum, he brings down the grace. Maimri, those who make we don't see any dam. Now we don't go that way. However, but see if that he says, if we're not to make all, if you only did a haraba, lower off the dam. You're not seeing a dam, and you did a haraba, then we make all. However, you do a bala, beer, mamish, a real beer, then you have to parish where even did not see any dam. Come on, the Amor is Machas, whether you did a haraba or you did not do a haraba. Now, this really is real part of a big tumult, big machlokes in the seers of how to pass and how to apply to the sun. It seems to be very practical, because a lot of some are not exactly sure what they're doing, what they're holding, and usually it's irrelevant. Every relevant seems to have a different hunger how to deal with it. The main shadow of what they're discussing with is first, this Amor says the oral might is mutter, if you do not see any dam. One challenge, do you pass like this Amor or not? You're passing. Come along the Beis Shlomo and says, "Maestro, no, he wants to fast with upon the entire Amor." On the thing, and says, "Maestro, no, Rav Shulchan doesn't like it too much. Therefore, if you call me a Branzifer, I'll pay a lot for my fast against the Amor." So very simple. He goes against the Amor. You are, you don't see a damn Maestro after it. After the Shani, I think really placing not go this way. They go and make to the what other brings it down. A lot for Maestro, Chakam Mekolki brings it down, and I think really placing go that we do go this Amor. Maestro, those first ones did not go the Amor at all. And therefore, you call them up after a chasna, you get only aura, and he said, it's one dam, you think you have no problem, fine, then those will say there is a problem. Well, the very first thing to say is, go there more, might have smoked, why do you see if the goat's mind needs? Now, the way this is entirely understands, because maybe also with the shmuel, maybe chosh betiyah, maybe he did a betiyah on the side, and therefore, even if he did go in further, maybe he went on the side. That's one shayla, and the very first thing seems to be make a wutu amor. However, the main trouble is, what is the ghetto of hara? What does that mean? Why is the rob the locha is always nichlasa Torah? What's be a mamish? Be a mamish usually means kol aver. Now there's a big, large gamut in between. What happens when you are nichlas past the Torah, but you're not nichlas kol aver? What's a locha in that case? It's in between. And what's first a locha in that case? So who are the roshim, the makilim, the chachmasam already? He's very clear. The words are kola aver. The only time the Lord comes to ask me, pass him like the Lord, is that for the whole entire aver, therefore the truth of Mahava, the time when Peter went this way, kind of said that, that the name is very clear in Shuvah, he brings rise to the Rambam and others, he discusses this point, he says that's the kola aver. Even though he times the other time, it maybe means past our Torah, however, over here, he says, say, Shana Mo, Avada means kola aver. Even the Ben Ishchai, the Sephardim, even though it sounds like they want to argue them all, but even the Sephardim, you look at the Oimu and the Benishai, they pass and like them all also, that we can make a little bit of the Oro, and they say, what's the ghetto? They say very clearly, also, that's the Kola Eber, all by Eber. As far as they know, that's an Hagen Chutzlaret, and therefore, that if until you nifles Kola Eber, unless she says she has a even unless she says she has a manga star, otherwise she says, even if she has star, you check, they have no dam. Usually, I can't say all, the most placement funds I know in America are small unit makers. Instead of Shaney, what's the sword you make? There are a couple of swords. The most of them, be a mamish. Be a mamish means call it Aver. The shaykh to be, they get different swords. Shaykh with here. Maybe they're not going to have. Maybe she didn't have this. Who would be choishes for what? Why do we have the grace mamish? No, we have kol ha'eva, ma'ase kol ha'eva, ma'ase, we says we're more vexed, we're machmer. No, we're not. Shriya, because the Torah says, but kol ha'eva, if you're not a bucky, if you're a bucky, it's shayach. If you're not a bucky, it's not shayach.
Could it be that
there's
something more
machmer
than what
they do? Could be we're not machmer more than what they do. No, the way the Sitara, he's a long arichas over the Sitara, he really discussed it. He starts over the beginning, mentioning the Sitara, about the reason over here, kol ha'eva. More shtickle, proving it, and at the end of the day, he ends up the only maker by Tano or Gdelo Shloy Rafa. So it's interesting, the Makim quoted to the Tyra and the Makim quoted to the Tyra. They both quote him because he really is being maker, and at the end of the day, he's being master. But if he's so Shabbat, is why he always has the Chashash small bit here. That's the main story is coming from. So Maisha, and also, Moshe also has a Shuvah about, he also writes, Lokshan and Moshe, and Lokshan about it, right? They're having a separate Shuvah. This was the mean. He brings down the Amor, doesn't mean past the Torah, we call Eva, Moshe is Masover. Maisha probably knows that I'm going to have told Maisha, and Chutzal is being Mekel. What? No, Kulay means Kulay. No. There is an intimate between Shita of Avoz and what's called Chetzi. Right? There is Avoz and Kulay Chetzi, but I don't know where that came from. You want to say less than chatzi, you're looking at a lot of time, and more than chatzi, less here. It's there, now it's there. Here's like a whole bunch of truth from there. And it's there, now it's there. Do you take chatzi of one half and only look cool and look humble? Fine, that's what passes away. The makil will go cold, cold, cold. So I'll say again that those who argue, the Rabbeinu Shai Toya is machmer, and the type of soul he wants to crush local. Therefore, in Eretzol, Biyashiv, Vosner, Beikir, Pai Simcha, and Potashali, and all these places where Maitre are machmer, the farther in Eretzol, the more machmer. Once you pass that Torah, Maitre, they want to be machmer. Now, the Shal, what happens if it's Sophic, you pass that Torah now, then the machmer to Makel, then you have a Sophic job. One of them Makel. So if you know you want to pass that Torah, I thought I know the meaning of Eretzol is more to be machmer.
Okay.
When
are
they
made
for?
Is that
the
master
plan to tell when they're made? Just by the story. Car. So, again, that's why everyone only has their own story to say over, and everyone seems to have a different way of saying the story, a different way of paskins. So, the reason is basically, you have to know how they pass you. Paskin is more, if you do pass them more, how do you apply them more? What's together there more? And all the swamps seem to write, we if the Chassid Kal, they tell you one thing, you start speaking to them, get clear the story, things always seem to come out different than the theist was, what exactly I thought happened, or what really did happen. But that's not if you ever come around, you have to sit down, be nice, and speak out clearly enough, and get exactly what happened, and they seem to be a little confused themselves. Now, person, let's say, there are different cases they discuss about the going to the Bielo. Again, Aloch is, the person is, when he's having tashmish, down the sulam, he knocks out the sulam, the halacha is very clear, paskin, the person not leaving, since we all leave it next to the parish, therefore, if you're going to be all, the dam is being shaitan, the yerah, no problem, dos, nifas, yeshiv, if nim, bachut, no problem, until he's yeshiv, yerah. Now, one child, first of all, let's say you knock out the sulam, the dam is coming, and then your aver fell out. Is it you won't go with the beer? Can you go back inside or not? Go back inside, you won't go with the yeshiv, yerah. The Meister of the place coming down, the Lucha Mishmal Malach, the Gemara, but the Meister, once he came out, that's Gemara Bia, he's finished. That's nothing to get a Gemara Bia. Gemara Bia is either Yotzi Zera, or Gemara Bia is the Meister, once he fell out, the Meister cannot go back in, and he comes Mamash like a regular Alach of a needle. So there's an interesting shot we discussed. Let's say you were Nechus, some Dam came, you won't go in with a Bia, So, you Yotzi Zera. Well, what happened with TS wise? Your Ava is losing its Kishoy. Now, can you stay inside and wait till it comes a Kishoy second time and be going with the beer? Well, no, you can't. The Meister once loses the Kishoy, the beer ends. Just like we said, if it fell out, the beer ends. Loses the Kishoy off the beer ends. Well, I can once, for example, Ava mate with an Erebel, the Meister sucks in the sack of the beer of a riot. Ava mate has no shame of beer. Once no shame of beer, so once it's Ava mate, once he loses his kishu, he has no shame beer mitzad arayt, he has most alofas, he also lost his shame beer, once that beer, gemar beer, never has to be Polish. So Rav Ozner and Rav Bansra has shubas back and forth to each other, and they want to title the Chazal gave you a heter to be gomer the beer, and therefore gomer the beer, he says, it means even to be yoytim nechlas back and forth, be doshra tzim v'chot, I, l'maisa, if once you should have needle, what they had to do that for, al-maisa, Chazal gave you a heter to be gomer the beer. You and l'maisa not gomer the beer. If you won't go with the beer, so the Meister, since you did not knock out all the two, won't go with the beer. Therefore, that time you can stay inside, and no problem, and then you can stay inside, wait to have a Kish Eva the second time, and then go with the beer, knock out the two totally.
Once that happens,
now next case. Let's say you're going with the beer. You knock out all the two, and Yates is there. Can you still stay inside? You lost Kish Eva, stay inside, and what happens? And then we go with the beer and do a second beer, and a third beer, and a fourth beer. Till you leave, once the thing you say over here is what? Because I'll give you had to be going with the beer, and you're going with the beer, and the losing the Kisha Avery is not losing the shame of beer. Also, maybe once you do the beer one time, you can do a beer a second time. So I'll read the words of Shumachai, or Kabayas. Shumachai, well, be with mitzvah, for going with the beer, sorry. You're going with the beer. Alpha beach, the dam, the soul, the chase, the yard. You can go with the beer, even though the dam is being pouring out. After you go and be also Polish. After you go in the beer, you're Polish. Very simple. Posha locha. You write, I'm not Polish, unless you're not Polish. The idea is I'll go upon them, Rosh Eva. That means the Kolatar is this name. After Eva, may, so shall you last a little? No problem, right? So shall you last a little? Go do it a second time. Now, where's my Malkum? Is my Malkum, of course, we said the case before, and Rav Ozner and Meir Bansnefer. Now, they're discussing the case you're not going to be. He writes the case when you are going to be. They went to him and they asked him. Is this halacha even the second beer? You're going to beer do it a second time? He says no. That's how he's saying it says so. I showed it to him. So you don't read it this way. That's what the words say. I gotta change it and correct it. But the Maaseh, he says he has to change it and correct it. But the words, Mataneh say those words. The Maaseh, before you have to tell the Maaseh, why not? The Maaseh is very simple. Why? The Maaseh, Chazal give you had to be going with the Biyah. Pasel, the Maaseh, you were going with the Biyah. The Maaseh is also the Makar for this. The Makar Chaim, the Sefer a few hundred years ago, he writes saying, Shem, the Shulchan Aruch, which he had and he says, well, Shulchan Aruch, Maaseh upon the Gemara. The Gemara says, God of Yalta, you're Pirish. He says, the Shulchan Aruch, Pirish Miyad. What's Miyad for? The passage of the understand the word Parish Miyad come tell you Lafuke the Ravid. The Ravid says you are not allowed to Parish Miyad, you have to Parish for Eva Maid, Masim by Eva Chay Elas. It's come tell you a Heter Parish Miyad. But he doesn't like that, he's not on the floor. He said, no, Parish Miyad, the Moist is not the Heter, it's a Chir. You cannot be a Bowl a second time. Not be said, again, Parish Miyad Shulchan Aruch two ways. Is it the Heter or is it the Chir? The passage you read, it comes Lafuke the Ravid, you see the base races, the Ravid says Parish for Eva Maid. Kamash Moam, you want time to know it's even more than that, you have a chiyuv, you cannot do a beer a second time. But, so therefore, the beer itself, the one time the maaseh cannot stay inside. The Gam Shemati from others is before you can, but I haven't seen anyone big say you can. Afichaj, when you can eat shalotu with it. Now, let's say you mamash the second beer. The first beer, you were going to be also, you did it for 1-7, that's 12 days later, and you have a second beer. The second beer, Maisley, second beer, you pick up your hands, there's dam there. So, let me do second beer again, there's dam to suum. Do you have a Purish for Eva Mace? Do you have a for Eva Mace? What's the shiloh? The Gemara says, what is the reason why you could be going to be also? You could leave my legs for a Purish. The second beer, Maisley, first beer, you knocked out the suum. The second beer, not leaving like a Purish. As far as you know, there's no suum there. What happens to the second beer? You see, there is dam to suum there. Can you be going to be a beer? Get a Purish for Eva Meis? Or not? The second beer. So it sounds strange. You've come along the Redal of the Sukkot, the Lurie, the back of the Gemara, on Nida, the Samadal and Beis. One time the Holy Spirit is after Liban Ekto Parish, and all the beers for Meis are not Liban Ekto Parish. And therefore, what's the time of the second beer, with the Dhamma Sulam, when you know about it, you have to be a Purish for Eva Meis. So, a father me in life, a Lush Shaman of Ugrini, Dova Kazar, start looking around, looking at Chaska Tara, Chaska Roth, he writes the same thing about that one, in Ekonomi. And the rest of the beers, you have Purish for Eva Meis. There's a similar swara. What? No, it's all. But my sister will get a dam soon. About a dam nido.
Why
can't
you do the chumra? Why can't you
do the chumra? No, the law we give always dam nido. Only when Levi makes the parish, then we make it. We don't have Levi makes the parish here. And that's in a similar swara because the human gets the next to him. And by dam Torah, it discusses where they had to Levi makes the parish. It explains together by dam soon. That's the number of Adoy is going to be there. Otherwise, don't give it
that.
Oh. So therefore, again, I didn't find anyone who was Mekel, but Maisa saw two stones clearly were Machmir. And as far against what you're saying, first of all, Gemara says, who to be Machmir? Don't say you have to be Machmir. It says, Bal Nefesh, not Bal Nefesh be Machmir. And Gemara, we went up to Parish. It sounds like Dafka Bal Nefesh, Rebel Bliss doesn't have to, it's Aleph. Basis, just upon the Svarish word, Gemara saying, we went up to Parish on the Bal Nefesh. Now, what is the case? Gemara discussing even over Bagaris. Bagaris, Gemara says, is color up the Sula, the Lam Nashim, Maisa did not have any dam. It's still the same Liman Ekto Parish. So also says the Parish in Bizmanenu, Lam Noshim have Dam on the second time. Dam Basulim. So both, neither one is Vadoi. Both are much clearer to happen. We see it all the time. But I don't know why it's not enough to get the Gemara Liman Ekto Parish off East Svara. Fine. That's been said if you have the second beer. Now, after the second beer, you have a Chiyah Bedikah now. Now, they bring down the Afashulchan. Afashulchan says you should check the sheep. And basically, really, three cases that went to do Bidika to check. One is, first of all, let's say she has no tsar, nothing at all, so you have to keep the check. One question. Second question is, she has tsar. And the third case is, when she has tsar, she feels dam coming out. So usually, the third case is not that common, she doesn't feel dam, she doesn't know the feeling, she can't tell the difference. So let's say she has the third feeling. The first case, when she feels nothing, she has Bidika not, so I bring down the Aruch HaShulchan, and says she checks the sheets, even though he seemed to make it up. And those one of the facts components say, you don't check the sheets, only that you should have colorful sheets over there, we'll get to the problem. But the Vikas form says you should check the sheets, but not do Bidiko. That's if you do not have Tsar. If you have Tsar, she's Vikas, she has Tsar. So there is a part of simple, one time you should have to do a Bidiko. However, again, the form say, mice, you don't have to do any Bidiko, because there's no Makor for this Bidiko. And therefore, she has Tsar, and you don't find anything on the sheets, no problem. If she has a Gosha of Dam, then the body should check, because the mice, she has a Gosha of Dam. Fine, let's return our simon, basically a lot to get to us. just in the gear to a woman in Reish Pei, first Reish Pei is discussing doing also a lot of oiling without Shabbos, so discussing first Yisula. Can a Yisula be bought the first time on Shabbos? So I don't know, from the Yeshiva day, it's the Gemara Ketubis. There is a Gemara that's Kimmel, that's all the Gemara discusses. You can bought a Yisula first time on Shabbos, Gemara gets involved in the time of your pocket, then a Chabur and Mechpar, and with Kam, Sequation, Mechpar, and Sequation, Mechpar, and Mice the Gemara's Maskon is very clear, and that's not even out. The Gemara passing the last ball will be with Mitzvah the first time on Shabbos, no problem. Now, Lalocho, we do pass in this way. The Mishnah Brua and Simon Reish Pei being down the past, a Machma, Eno, Elo, Minimat, Shmiyim, anyone's Machma is a Tumor. And God was very strange from the Sikh before, and in Simon Kuf Tadik Pei, it says over there, the Ramah says that we go to the Mikvah on Yom Shlishi, and we don't do the Bia Tumor to Shabbos. Why don't you do the Bia Tumor to Shabbos? Since the Tyre and the place coming down, why they not? They got married Erev Shabbos, besides Kondas Shamiyim, they have to have a Suda, and they would not do a Bia Friday night. Why? They're Choshi for the Machmirim. Now the Machmir ain't an element of Machmirim, and come along the Tyre and the Shat Lachul and the Amor, the place to explain is why it's Choshi for the Machmirim. Well, but the Meister Klaw Avadi allows to, the Shalom is if there's any point to be Machmir or not. That's besides doing it the first time on Shabbos. Now there is a lot of discussion, you should have a red sheet underneath, only white, or surveyor, fine. Why you may discuss inside Yichud Shabbat, you may be do Yichud before Shabbos, and on Shabbos, the time of Kinyan, our mother, our father, you're not allowed to on Shabbos, and even if Shul is better have it, also the Yichud before Shabbos. Now there is an interesting halacha going down the Reish Pei about eating shum and garlic in Erev Shabbos. That's in the Gemara in Merubah, the Gemara says, Ezra is the second ten takonis. One of the takonis is that Sha'ochel shum for Erev Shabbos. First, you should eat shum Erev Shabbos. Now first of all, the word is Erev Shabbos. You have to have garlic Erev Shabbos. What does the word Erev Shabbos mean? Sounds like Erev Shabbos means Erev Shabbos, but that's not Friday night. Might say the newest time is the Gemara. For example, the Gemara says in Ksuvah Saf Gimel, first it cannot be Baal of Sula Erev Shabbos. So the Rashi over there, Erev Shabbos? The Rashi says Erev Shabbos Pirish Lel Shabbos. Why? It's talking about Kabbalah over there. And then we see Erev does not love that to mean Erev means an afternoon, means even at night. And the Yom Shloim of Merubah says Erev means either an afternoon or at night. And therefore the Mishnah Merubah of Mogavon bring down this Shum eating garlic is either Erev Shabbos, an afternoon, or Lel Shabbos. Either one is when the Tekonot eat Shum is. Now, do we have this on Hogo or this Halacha to eat Shum? So the Mice is not put down the Rambam, so Achron do discuss why not. However, the Shum do bring it down Halacha. Zerif and Mirosh and others all bring it down Halacha, and the Mishabu and the Magaram and Sim Reish Pei bring down the Halacha first to eat Shum Erev Shabbos. Why? The Gemara says, one reason why it says, because since the Oinig of Matam HaChachom is the Lel Shabbos and Lel Shabbos, and the Oinig of Matam HaChachom, the Gemara says really Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. But fine, because everyone knows Erev Shabbos, and also Gemara means Lel Shabbos and Lel Shabbos. Since that's the Oinig, therefore should eat Shum, and therefore it's Mar Bezera. Therefore the Mishabu says, eat Shum, and Mishabu is Moises, eat anything that's Mar Bezera. Mar Bezera, hot milk, eggs, potato. But the Ikri brings down the kind of Ezra, you should eat Shum. The Gemara does point out, the Shum loved Abka as an Indian of being Mar Bezera, as other Indianim, it's Matzal Ponim, and it's Hurikinim Shabbat Ma'ayin, it's Machna Fa'avon, Moises Kino, Kudayim, and Gemara, other miles of garlic. And today's society, they seem to have all these doctors, the wonders of garlic, and all these pills and drinks about the garlic, that helps for different things. Fine. So Maestro Chazal say it helps for different things, and most of the Bezmanina say it helps for different things. Therefore, a person should have garlic. Now, which people should have garlic? Bachurim, women, the Kainim, your wife is Tomei. Who should have this garlic? Is that someone who is married, a wife is Tor, and Maestro Rav, Zerem, he gave it for that night. So there's a Maestro Rav with the Goyim. There's a story of the Goyim was giving a shir, Erev Shabbos, and he asked the Bachurim, Maestro, you had Shum. And the Bachurim said, back, or Bachurim. The Goyim says, and therefore you do not have this meal on the eighth day. I become the Goyim. So, by now everyone learned neither that Lam Alpha and Bay is one of the worlds the Goyim wants. The Chai Odom bent over and whispered the Goyim's ear, do you mean the Gemara neither that Lam Alpha and Bay says, why do we have a bit meal on the eighth day? Because the Lachim in Atari is that Noshim, the husband and wife, is also by a boy first 7 days. However, the eighth day, the Mutter, they go to make the evil Noshim, she's Dam and Dam Tor. Therefore, we do not want Klai Yisrael to be happy and the couple to be sad. Therefore, we wait for the Bris Milah to be on the eighth day. Very good, that's the Bris Milah eighth day. Is Manena, we're Mutter on the eighth day? No, but Manena, what do? We're Machma and Dam Tor and wait until 6 weeks, 7 weeks, 8 weeks. If so, we go with the time or the crow. What should we do? We should also have Bris Milah 6, 7, 8 weeks later. Elamai, we don't go after the time, we go after what the Torah says. The Torah says what? This meal on the eighth day. He also, as in the second, Erechel Shum, Erech Shabbat, that's the Tekonah. The Gemara later on says, reason, the Svarah is for it, the Maisa, the Tekonah is the Tekonah. Therefore, Bachmaster Avshum, that's what you mean? That's what Chochmas Adam is for going? So I said, yes, that's exactly what I mean. Bessem, it's not really him who compares it to Gemara. This Bessem is the truth, the Bessem of Tshuva. He discusses the concept of when to apply different dakonas, and he says, to bring the right from this Gemara, that's from Alpha Maze. He says, a person yell is Zal, and therefore, they should have to, they're lucky, they not master on the 8th day, another 7 days, 14 days later, are you let it Zal, the lucky can be Minat Torah, that Einichnami, the 8th day itself, will be Kinan, this Mila, about or not. This is what this Gemara says, however, about what Torah says, the Kona says, the Kona. He's pointing out the concept when the Chazal say a halacha, we see just like the Torah says halacha, and as far as we think about it afterwards, see, that's far as very nice, but the halacha is halacha.
Even the Tannin
is first, Machal is a Shimon of Yehuda.
Yes.
So even if we don't.
Sure,
but here also, he's just pointing out what Ezra Mesak, if Ezra Mesak with the Svara, you can start clarifying. Ezra Mesak one thing, Oichel Shemberah Shabbat. Now we know now why Moira goes on saying Marbazera, but you know that we know other things Shum does. It's Matal Ponim and Hoyakinim and it's Matal Ava and Moisi Kinim. The other things that Shum does. That's one of the reasons why. That's one of the in the Yonim. Maisa the Gun is really Shtasa. It's like Gilo, you might hear. The Mesak is Shum. The Gun Betsim is Shtasa. All over Shas. We know Magilo. He's Machman Gilo. Shkanon Michael. Why is it going Machmer Giloy? One, because I might come up with no Choshim. You don't have the Choshim, you have to be Machmer. Shukmar says, no, there's no get of Gilo Bisman, anyway, we have no Choshim. So, who are the going in the Bethel, she taught me? And all the Kona, he goes, we have a Kona, the Kona, then we have Sora for it. Chazam et Kona, and
even for everyone, when did
Ezra
make
the Kona? Ezra made the Kona, the words are, the one is Ezra, the Kona. Go look at the Gemara, we were going up Pepe's. Ezra made 10 Kona, one is Ezra, Shabbat.
What's the
Kona? What's the Kona?
What's the
Kona? What's the Kona?
What's the
Kona?
What's
the Shaila? My thing must be Mavazera, and Bachman are not having it. Didn't know that? I'm thinking,
where are you made it for?
Who did he make? That's the question. Who did he make it for? That's the question. That's the side.
What
he
said.
That's the question. Is he at the Koneir, everybody, and these are the Svaras, or the Koneir is based on the Svaras? There's no film here. Almona, I have a question. Almona's Rusha. Why do you have the Nobel second year married? No, he wants. You can argue that I
understand.
What's
the
design
from Brit Mila? Brit Mila, it was the
one time where. The Gemara said, you're looking more up on alphabet, right? The Gemara says, it's the reason. Why?
Right.
But the reason of the problem.
There, there was a time where it was again. He said,
his father was Machmed, and his father Machmed gave him Chaim when he was a buffer, and himself had when he was a buffer. Fine, the Maestro doesn't say that way. As far as I know, the Hogan Maestro is not the way. The Ismail Kar Chaim very clearly, Chavasir, that says only for married people and not buffer, there's a Kar Chaim, there's a Benish Chai. There are those who say very clearly the Dafka for people who are married and not buffer. Not only that, the Kav Chaim said, not only is it possible, he said, let's see, even your wife is Tomei, also says you should not have Shum. And maybe it's Marvazera 2 weeks later, I don't know, but Mike says, he says, even though if your wife is Tomei, also should not have Shum. My colleague is, what is the getter? Is it Shum or is the getter Marvazera? That's one. Of course, another, it could be totally upon this. What about Noshim? Which Noshim has Shum? That sounds very strange, but you read a Rosh of a Kam over there. His words are like this, the Gisla Tamenu, Eichlum Shum Erev Shabbos, why does not Oina Hebe Shabbos? Shenem of Shambu Bnei Yisrael Esher Shabbos Rosh Tevis Bia. Sound like Shishu Rebbe. The Rosh says Shem Bnei Yisrael Esher Shabbos Rosh Tevis Bia. Va'bonus Bechlal Va'shem Mar Bezera Va'bonus Bechlal. The girls of Lua Va'bonus of Bechlal Rep. Only Va'bonus Bechlal. Also the Shem is going on. So the Pula Charis is discussing what the world means bonus. Going on the man Mar Bezera and his Zera and the woman doesn't make and his must. Therefore, Pula Chavis doesn't like it, and the Ish is from Chaim with Chaim. Don't talk to the Bible that comes out of the gate. Women is Marbazer, means Marbazer of the Ish. Others want to say, it might be really Rosh. It's got a Chaim, it might be really Rosh. Rosh says, don't change the Gerasa. Pula Chavis wants to change the Gerasa. And he wants to have to get is there a Banoshim? I think what says there at Tchilo, we won't have to give him a Nidah, someone said, but the Bible is there a Banoshim? So maybe even Noshim, I've never seen women have it. Only if anything, I see married men. for a shmati, sometimes bachim. Other cases, God's a lab, the Canaan, also the maplaikis for the same shalot, but on face of bachim, same shalot. Now, let's say you do eat it. How exactly should you eat it? First, should you eat it raw, this garlic? God said it, if it's raw. Now, I know that everyone likes saying, oh, well, let's get some bites, if it's raw, they stay away from each other. But the same chassidim is very clear for a time of the paiskim that raw garlic is not ma'abed there, it ruins the there, and you should not have raw garlic. It has to be not raw. That wasn't mean, it has to be cooked or roasted. Kamalim, the Prima Gadim, it says the cooking visual is not sure. However, it says certainly tzli. The Mishabrua paskin, that El Rav paskin, that's the tzli, roasting. That means your garlic on your chicken that's inside the oven, you can say tzli kadim, or anything that's tzli dafko. However, something inside your soup is visual. I thought it's the grain being down, even visual, Kavachayim being down, even visual. So, Ruah bada not, tzli bada yeah, visual seems to be a maplaikis.
What's the
shadow of visual? It's a nichel in this migeder marvazera.
That is not.
Is it? Is it? Where's the chidah and the grain if you've gone discussing it from? I don't know, you have to...
Visual meat is boiled in water?
Yeah, it's soup.
No, I just don't know
the
definition.
Visual is water, tzli is ash. Now, the Gemara is lost in the Eichel and Shum Shabbos. Eichel, ain't that feel a pasuk in the Gezayas? So the Shal is, for anyone, so maybe you have a Gezayas, maybe a Gebeah, so anyone that asks questions, I always get a laugh out of it. I'm asking. So I answer, apparently, even though I was 14, he just laughed at me. So I answer, Shum, but there's others, ain't that feel a pasuk in the Gezayas? You usually don't get a straight answer, I'm just get a good smile out of it. So the Maisa, what's halacha? So about time we have had a knot, and we wrote to Chaim Kanievsky, and he said to Rav Yitzchak Emel Shir, he wrote back to him, or the Rabbi Safayim, they said there's no Shir. Fine, there's no Shir, it means even a Mashu. Now that's one side. I thought Tinev of Yaakov Hillel, same thing, Rani Yakaro, from Yakaro is giving him down. Ve'yesh choshen she'oichlem Mashu, ve'yesh ne'y choshen shum, ve'emes enokein, tzarech le'echol, v'ashem le'gemara. Then it's Shir Achila, Zayis or Gebeah. It's not sure if it's Zayis or Gebeah. So you have to have a Achila, Echol, and Achila. It could, yeah. Lost in Gemara, and the word doesn't come to Ezra. But the Maestro, maybe, the Maestro says, Shir. Now, if you want, let's go together, no Shir. What about garlic powder? Powder, right? Any spices? Any spices? Yeah, no. So that Maestro. Never tell real fact yet in the virus how exactly Shem works, if it must be on the goof, not must be on the goof. These are the answers we got basically. Ulai, maybe, Kubi, don't know, Lapuke, yeah, Kzai, Kabea. Fine. Those are different options. Might the Lapa what to do? Might the Shabu does bring down the Lapa. Before you should do the Lapa, how exactly and when to do it, Yeshwatan. Also, you want to know how exactly to do a case of sleeves, the safe one, sorry, Yaakov Hillel, tells exactly how to roast it. In the best way even to make be marvizera. Fine. I can the figure of Tamshum. Next figure is my pellet. Now the Shimon itself is very small, but the base station is very long.